big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget Catherine Jacoby, the president of the Nevada Restaurant Association, will join us just after 5 o'clock, and we'll find out why her association isn't maybe doing more to lobby the governor. Maybe they're doing something behind the scenes. We'll find out. That'll be coming up just after 5 o'clock. It was an amazing win. Annie Black, a Mesquite City Councilwoman, now Assemblywoman. I don't even think you can call her Assemblywoman elect. I think she is the Assemblywoman from District 19. She joins us. And Annie, first of all, congratulations on your victory. And can we just call you Assemblywoman Annie Black?
You can just call me Annie, but yes, official. We are officially Assemblywoman Black.
now, something occurred this week that my ears perked up. You went to a meeting a week ago today, with the assembly, Republicans, and they voted on the leadership positions for the next session. And after that meeting, you made a decision not to caucus with Republicans. You are a conservative, you are a Republican, but you don't want to caucus with the Republicans. First of all, take us back a week, and what happened at that meeting that turned you around on being with the caucus?
Well, my reservations with the caucus actually started back when CIFLAC shut down the state. I was watching the reaction and the press that was coming out of the caucus, kind of in a state of disbelief that they were holding him to a higher standard, or going, you know, pressuring him harder to get the state back open. And so I kind of already had reservations going into the meeting, I'll be completely honest. And when I got there, it just hit me that I worked really hard to be on message and to really be to build a brand, and I didn't know if that brand that the caucus is building necessarily goes very well with what I've been trying to do. And so I decided that I better just do my own thing and be a caucus of one.
Let me ask you, what will this mean? You may vote on a given issue identically with the caucus, but yet you won't caucus with the caucus. How will that manifest itself? Just in simple terms.
Effectively, I'll be able to do everything that I was going to do before. I just won't have a muzzle on me. I won't have to worry about confidentiality. It really means that if any legislator, Republican or Democrat, does something that I disagree with, I'm able to call them out, which I've become known for doing. I think we need more people that are willing to do that are willing to stand up and say, this isn't right. And unfortunately, it was made clear to me in the caucus meeting that I wasn't going to be able to do that, which I understand, and it's their group, they make the rules. But I didn't necessarily agree with those rules, and I didn't agree with necessarily putting my name on every press release they put out or everything that they decided to do without really being able to give my consent or my feedback on it. So I like to control my own messaging because, like I said, I toe the conservative line and I'm pretty hardcore about my reputation and what I stand for, and I didn't want to compromise that by watering myself down and joining the caucus.
What was it exactly they asked you to sign, the document that you refused to sign?
They didn't ask me to sign a document at the caucus meeting. They gave out the rules, and we were going to be able to look that over, and then we were all going to reconvene and go over the rules. And it was just basic stuff, you know, that they wanted confidentiality. They didn't want me to say anything derogatory about any other members of the caucus, which I understand. That's fair, right? I mean, that's not anything. I think it's out of the realm that they should ask for, but I didn't feel confident that I was going to be able to do that. I'm not comfortable with clandestine meetings, things happening behind closed doors, and then not being able to talk about it in public, and I'm not going to protect people just because they have an R next to their name. That's just what it came down to.
Again, Annie Black joining us, Assemblywoman from District 19. Will this impact your ability to serve on committees?
To be determined. I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I have some ideas. I'm going to work on that myself. So we'll see. To be determined, but I'm not giving up on committees.
And the idea of dealing in some way with the Democrats is out of the picture? Being able to get committee assignments from the Democrats, or in some way consorting with the Democrats? Not caucusing.
No. At the end of the day, the Speaker has the authority to appoint people to committees, so I'm hopeful that I can work with him and still get on some committees.
Who is it that makes that determination? I'm just curious who makes the determination on that.
Frierson.
Oh, okay. So if Frierson wants to put you on a committee, but it could be that you end up on no committees. Is that right?
That could be.
Wow. I know there are going to be those saying, wouldn't it be better to work from inside the Republican caucus to improve the Republican caucus?
I guess it just depends on your perspective and whether you're willing to compromise what you believe in. And I just wasn't in this instance. And I feel like, I'm not going to give out all my cards right now, but there are some plans to accomplish some of the things that we talked about, the committees and things like that. And so I do have some other plans that are going to be announced sometime soon, but I haven't talked about all of that just yet. But there is some good stuff coming up.
As the representative, the current representative for District 19, you have a vested interest in what the governor is about to say. We don't know when he's going to announce what he's going to do relative to the COVID-19 virus. And I'm just curious what you expect from the governor. And do you fear that he will try and shut us down again, especially with bars and restaurants and things like that?
I think everybody's afraid that he's going to shut us down again. And we should all be nervous about that. I don't know what it's going to look like surviving the first shutdown, ultimately, how that's all going to pan out for everyone. So far, it doesn't look like it's going to be very good for our state. I can't imagine us going through that again. And I can tell you, my son has had COVID. He's 16 years old. He got COVID. I didn't get tested because I wasn't deathly ill, but I'm pretty sure I had it at one point. And so I'm not saying this as someone who's insensitive and doesn't understand the risk. My son goes to a private school. He's been in school since school was supposed to have gone back. So I'm not saying these things as someone who's not living them, who's just saying them. I'm saying we need to get back to work. We need to get back to real life. All of our kids need to be back in school. And, of course, I'm afraid, just like everybody else, that the governor is going to shut us down again. And I think that would be a horrible decision, and I hope he doesn't do it.
I know we've seen in other states lawsuits against their governor. They've done it in Michigan and other places. Should we be suing the governor to get back our freedom?
I don't know if we need to sue him. I mean, we're going into a legislative session where ultimately the legislature should and could put up legislation to restrict the governor's authority to shut us down like this. So I have to say that's what was disappointing to me about the caucus while the shutdown was happening, was that nobody was demanding that the governor open our state back up. And now we have the legislative session coming up very soon, so there's a possibility that we can get something on the books so that this doesn't ever happen again, because it should not happen again.
Annie, always good to visit with you. Congratulations on your victory. Congratulations on taking office. And we will continue to follow this story, because this is a major story when one of the Republicans says, I'm not going to caucus with Republicans in the Assembly. We'll talk about this again, I'm sure. Thank you so much. Make sure you have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You too, Kevin. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19.